Good morning, everyone. Good morning. As you continue your breakfast, we're going to jump into this final session of the Philadelphia Society's meeting. My name is David Bob. I serve as president of the Bill of Rights Institute. Before I begin, Lenore asked me to do one housekeeping item. There's a book that was left last night at Gibson's Restaurant. It is Families, Where We Each Begin by Randall Teague. If anybody wants to claim it, I'll leave it here. Anybody have any other lost and found items before we get going this morning? The future of truth is a fitting topic for this meeting's final session. We're in the 55th year of this society. We're here in Chicago, a city still wrestling with the question of truth and deception in the case of Jussie Smollett, the actor who faked an assault against himself, and despite this, just last week had the 16 felony counts against him dropped. Now, when Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox recused herself earlier in the case, there was a statement just last week about what was meant by that recusal. And here I'm quoting from the state attorney's office. Although we use the term recuse as it relates to State Attorney Fox's involvement in this matter, it was a colloquial use of the term rather than its legal sense. End quote. Now, as it turns out, Fox was very involved in the case in the early going. That involvement, I think, further investigation might reveal some very interesting ways in which it turned the case. We'll have to see. Her explanation, though, and here again I want to quote from the top prosecutor in this county, was, quote, "I never had a victim that turned into a suspect," end quote. I never had a victim that turned into a suspect. Whether in law, politics, academia, business, or science today, the question of truth often seems beside the point. Increasingly, our age is one in which the idea of my truth trumps the truth. What does this mean for the future of truth? In the academy where we might hope to find seekers of truth, instead we often see a struggle of victims, suspects, the privileged, and the oppressed. What does this mean for the future of truth? Yesterday's session prompted us to ask, with Mark Mitchell posing this question precisely, what does it mean to be a human being? Another way of asking this, what is human nature? For the ideological dictatorships of the 20th century, human nature was supposed to be malleable. Human beings able to be bent at will by the state. Faced with a prisoner who would not bend to intense interrogation, Stalin is reported to have said, "How much does the Soviet Union weigh?" His point was that no one, no human being, would be able to resist the weight of the state. Alexander Solzhenitsyn and many other dissidents in the Soviet Union proved him wrong. When summoned in 1974 to appear before the Cheka, the great Russian dissident wrote a letter that said in part, here I quote Solzhenitsyn, "In the circumstances created by the universal and unrelieved illegality for many years in our country, I refuse to acknowledge the illegality of your summons and shall not report to questioning to any agency of the state." What is the difference between philosophy and ideology? What is the future of truth? Three scholars this morning will address these questions. I'll introduce each now, and after brief opening remarks from each of them, we'll have a discussion followed by your questions. Michael Miller is research fellow at the Acton Institute. He lectures internationally on political and social philosophy, economic development, ethics, and entrepreneurship. He is the director and producer of the documentary Poverty, Inc., an investigation into how the fight against poverty has itself become a very lucrative business. Phil Magnus is senior research fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. He specializes in economic history, taxation, economic inequality, and education policy in the United States. His book, due out in just a few weeks, is called Cracks in the Ivory Tower, The Moral Mess of Higher Education, about which more in a few minutes. Mike Munger is professor of political science and economics at Duke. Also at Duke, he's the director of the Philosophy, Politics, and Economics program. Formerly, he's been at institutions including Dartmouth, the University of Texas, the University of North Carolina, and he served as a staff economist at the Federal Trade Commission in the Reagan administration. His areas of focus include elections, public policy, ideology, legislative institutions, and the philosophy of exchange and markets. That's not only been a pursuit in theory. Professor Munger ran for governor of North Carolina in 2008 on the Libertarian Party ticket. A past president of the Public Choice Society, Professor Munger is author of Tomorrow 3.0, Transaction Costs and the Sharing Economy. I'll now turn things over to Michael Miller.